Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Mark Menard in for Christian Garrick alongside Bobby Hebert. And now we welcome into the radio huddle Pelicans head coach Stan Van Gundy. Coach Van Gundy, welcome to the show.
Coach, are you there?
No, I'm here.
There he is. A little technical difficulty.
I would never hang up on
you. All right.
Little technical difficulty, but we got it figured out. Coach Van Gundy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Look, there's rumors out there about a Pelicans trade, and I know that you can't talk a lot about it, so we're not going to get into that. But I do know that in a couple of games, we've got a big one coming up against the Dallas Mavericks, and there's a couple of guys I want to ask your scouting report on, James Johnson and Wes Owundu. What do you think of these two guys?
No, we're not going there, and we got a game before that. So right now I'm focused in on the Denver Nuggets tomorrow night.
I had to try, Coach. I had to try.
Now,
it was a good try.
Thank you.
Now, Coach Van Gundy, Pels fans, you're pumping gas and, you're around town and they say, I don't know, I'm so frustrated when I don't think the Pels are going to win. They win, and then how do we lose to the T-Wolves? And then all of a sudden they go, well, that was impressive. It's always impressive you beat the Denver Nuggets on the road. So what came about? Were they maybe in a little slump, or were you playing up to expectations? Because that's a tough place to win in Denver, as you know.
Well, look, we, have struggled with consistency all year, and it's something we're really trying to work toward. I mean, we've had several very good wins against very good teams where we have looked like a very, very good team. And then there are other nights where we just have not played even close to what we're capable of. And that's been an ongoing problem. I do think over the last six games, four of them wins and two tough losses in Portland, that our approach to the game in terms of energy, intensity, and focus has been consistent. And that's what we're looking for. I mean, I don't think you're ever necessarily going to be consistent from night to night in terms of how well you shoot the ball and things like that. But we should be able to be locked in defensively, execute offensively, and play the game well from night to night. And that's just something we're working toward, because I think our highest level game, which we've shown several times this year against good teams, is certainly good enough.
Yeah, Coach Van Gundy, you're dealing with a lot of young pros, and that sense of urgency. Now, I know it's a long season, and sometimes it boils down to, and I know you old school like I am, a lack of want-to. Sometimes the issues defensively comes down to lack of desire. You can't be ho-hum and just score points, because I take the approach, if you score 120 points or more, you should never lose.
Yeah, that's true. I really don't think, though, with our team, to be fair, I don't think it's a lack of want to. I'm not saying we don't have lapses and we don't have times where our intensity could be higher, but I think in general, it's not a lack of want to. What we have right now is a lack of habits. And, you can't, when you're playing, especially when you're playing as many games as we are in this schedule, you can't rely on emotion and being up and all of that. What you've got to rely on is the habits you've built that allow you to go out there every single night and do things over and over. And our habits aren't good enough. You know, that takes time, and not only time in a season, but time over seasons to build the habits that you need to have to be consistent every night, no matter what happens. And we don't have those yet. Now, I think over the last few games, we've been much, much better, and hopefully we'll continue to see that type of improvement the rest of the year, which will certainly add to our consistency. But I don't think it's a problem of want to. That's not what I see in our guys. I think our guys want to get the job done. They're an unselfish, hardworking group that very much wants to win and is willing to do whatever. But there's just a lot of times where we break down in games because our habits aren't good enough.
And Coach Van Gundy, speaking of those habits, you've been around this game long enough, and how the game has changed somewhat is like people could jack up threes and they shoot a high percentage, or they shoot so many of them that ends up being the difference. But I know at times it's had to drive you crazy that the bottom line, we got to stop teams on the inside. I saved this. Hopefully, I'm glad I got to talk to you. But like opponents were scoring 67% of the shots at the rim. And that was fifth worst mark in the league. I know the closer you get the basket, it seems like the easier to make a shot. So I know that probably had to drive you crazy. But how do you balance that when you're trying to guard the perimeter and then you the three-point mark? If you look at it right now, then sometimes it's a negative almost NBA record against us. So what do you do? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Well, we stopping the paint. We're not stopping the perimeter. Are we stopping the perimeter? We're getting burned in the paint. How do you control that as a coach? Enlighten the Pels fans.
Well, you got to do both. And listen, I think all year we've been pretty good. People do convert at a high rate against us at the rim, but we don't give a lot of shots at the rim. And I think right now on the year, we're seventh or eighth in the league in points in the paint allowed. Like, we've done a good job of that. We gave up the most threes in the year, most threes a game for most of the year, but we've gotten a lot better in that area. So we've cut that down by about four a game over what we were doing the first, 15 games. So Right. We've made some improvement there. We're doing a pretty good job keeping the ball out of the paint. We can be better in both of those areas, but where we have, we've had trouble in some areas, and a team like Denver gives us trouble when the five man can pop back and shoot the three. I mean, you have a lot of space to cover. But over these first seven games out of the break, even with that bad Minnesota game, we've worked our way into the top half of the league defensively over that period of time. So there has been progress. It just needs to continue, and it needs to be more consistent. But I think if you look at, like, the Clipper win and the Denver win and even the second game in Portland the other night, we've played some very, very good defense in those games. We're capable of it, and we've just got to learn how to do it every single night. And that's a big challenge for our group going forward here these last 29 games.
Now, Coach Van Gundy, you look Alonzo, always the speculation. And, he's only 23 years of age. And I think I take the approach the Pels are in the driver's seat. I know the NFL's approach. There's a big difference if you're restricted or unrestricted, and that you have an opportunity to match any contract he's offered in the open market come the summertime. So isn't it, if you're a capitalist, how can you be against that? Okay, you see what the market's going to bear, then you have the opportunity to match it if Lonzo's in part of the program long term.
Yeah, listen, I love Lonzo, and certainly, along with Brandon Ingram and Zion, I mean, a huge part of our core going forward. He's a very smart basketball player. He's got great size at the guard position. He plays both ends of the floor very good defensively. He's become a reliable, high-volume three-point shooter. A lot of stuff to like. Brandon and Zion love playing with him. I really, really like him, and I certainly hope that he is as part of our core going forward, because I love him as a player and as a person.
Coach, you were away from the bench for a couple seasons after the Pistons job, and then you come back to the Pelicans this year amid all the COVID stuff. How different has coaching the Pelicans been this year as opposed to the previous years you've been a head coach?
Yeah, listen, this year doesn't compare to anything in the past in the NBA. I mean, it's just so strange. I mean, all of it. I mean, not having fans, or at least very few fans at games, not being able to have contact with anybody. You know, little things, or at least things that seem little. You know, I come into a new situation. I've got 8 assistant coaches. I haven't met any of their wives, any of their families. Same thing with our players. You know, we can't have contact with them. And so, you know, that the whole personal relationship part of this is really difficult. There's no energy in the building when you come in. A little bit more here in New Orleans, thank God. Well, at least we have some fans. You go into buildings with no fans. There's no energy whatsoever. Everything feels different. And then you spend a good part of your time, you know, going through COVID protocol. So right now I'm talking to you guys. I'm headed back in to do my second COVID test of the day. So, you know, it's another hour out of the day. And our players are doing the same thing. Come in this morning, test, go to their car, wait for the okay to come in to practice, go home after practice, come back tonight and test again. I mean, this year is so strange compared to what we've gone through in the past. Players can't go out to dinner on the road. I mean, it's just a very, very different year, and I think it's been really hard on players in this league to sort of keep themselves sane through all of this.
Now, Coach Van Gundy, this is a fan's question. I know you love those, but when all of a sudden the game's right there for the taking, and, you know, they say, well, Coach Van Gundy, he needs to make sure the ball is getting to his best scorer's hands when we need a basket, and that being Zion. Nothing against B.I., because you have to score throughout the game, but he struggled in the last 2 minutes of games, decided by 5 points or less. You look at like 4 of 7. I'm looking at attempts that saved this in my notes, and you look at Zion, at least he's 50%. So is that something, I know as a staff you're aware of, when it's a close game and you're trying to close it out, there's no way in hell Zion should not be touching the ball.
Yeah, I don't know how many times that has actually happened. You know, I mean, that's always I think when I hear that, what people are basically saying is Zion should be the only one shooting the ball, because he certainly has the ball in his hands. We did have one game where we went 3 possessions without him having the ball. And I certainly, you know, take the blame on that one. But I think overall he's got the ball in his hands every possession. But he's a smart, unselfish player, and other teams are going to load up on him and take away the paint. And then he has to make the play to open people, which he's been more than willing to do. So we can get the ball in his hands, but we can't determine what the defense is going to do, and we can't decide because of that who's going to shoot the ball on a given possession. But, yeah, having the ball in his hands is great. I think if you go to the Denver game, he handled the ball as the point guard on all but 2 possessions in the fourth quarter off of made baskets. But it was really Brandon Ingram down the stretch being aggressive, attacking, scoring, a couple 3-point plays, another nice dish to Zion, who made plays down the stretch. So, yeah, we'll get the ball in both those guys' hands, and we'll make sure Zion touches the ball. But, you know, the defense is going to determine the play that needs to be made, and that's one of the things I love about Zion is he makes the right play a lot more times than not.
Now, Coach Van Gundy, before we let you run, also developing young players and how you distribute the minutes, the young guards like Alexander Walker, Lewis, and then I know in four games when he started, Alexander Walker averaging 19.5 points, shooting 57.5%, getting basically 5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. How do you distinguish their roles the rest of the season, because you want them tuned in and ready to contribute. Does it matter whether a player, like it seems like Alexander Walker, whether he's starting or not as far as his contribution or what?
Well, he's played better as a starter. I think we could say that about a lot of guys. I think the fact that really what's happened is he started in games where there's injuries to Lonzo.
Right.
And so what that does is put us down a guard. So I don't think it's so much the starting is that he knows that he's going to get major minutes. And because of that, I think he plays the game without forcing the issue. He's not trying to, you know, get out there and prove that he deserves to stay in the game and everything. He lets the game come to him a little bit more.
Right.
He makes better decisions and all of that. I don't think it's so much the starting. It's just that he knows the minutes. But those two guys are basically going to play, Kyra and Nikhil, regardless, even when everybody's healthy. They're going to play every night. Obviously, some nights it's better than others. I mean, our main second unit lineup is Kyra Lewis, who's 19, and Zion and Jackson Hayes, who are both 20, play when we go to the bench. Zion stays with them. And then Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who's 22, and Josh Hart, who's 26. That's our second unit. And some nights it's great, and some nights it's, you know, a little dicier. That's, I think, you know, we're working toward more consistency, but those guys are, you know, they provide energy and they're learning the game.
And providing energy, Coach Van Gundy, you mentioned Jackson Hayes. Did you light a fire under him or what? Boy, when you look at it was kind of in a slump and how he was playing compared to what have you done for me lately? Jackson Hayes seems like, whoa, he's not even the same player compared to what we saw maybe at the beginning.
I think that's true. And he's been, again, I always go back to consistency. I talk about it all the time because every player who steps on the court in the NBA is good enough to have a great game, all of them. And you'll see it. I mean, you know, it'll come out of the blue somewhere and you'll go, that guy did what? But what separates players is what you do every night. And so Jackson certainly showed flashes early in the year. What's happened since the break here is, you know, he's come with it every night. And I think, you know, I don't, you never know for sure on people's motivation, but I think certainly having a quality guy behind him, like Billy Hernan Gomez, lights a fire under you, knowing that, you know, we've got a guy to go to if he's not bringing it. And I think you know that in any sport, like,
right,
that's what will really motivate guys. Like, I better bring it every night because that guy's ready to take my job.
Coach, before we let you run, I just want to play one thing for you real quick. Have a listen to this.
We're going to have to keep doing that consistently. We're just going to have to do it. We're going to have to play defense like that. The intensity is going to have to be consistent, and we'll be a great team.
That's Zion Williamson doing his impression of you. How do you rate it?
No, it's very good. I mean, listen, the one thing I'll say, though, is I think our guys buy into that. I think they know what they need to do. Now it's just getting there. And I understand the frustration of fans at times. I understand it because if the fans get frustrated, you know, we get frustrated with ourselves, players and coaches, wondering if, boy, if we play like that against the Milwaukee Bucks or the Utah Jazz or the LA Clippers or, you know, the Denver Nuggets or any of these quality teams that we've beaten, then why can't we do that every night? Well, as you know, in sports, that's what separates people, and it's the consistency, and it takes time. It takes time. It takes maturity. It takes a learning to be able to go out there every night. This team has got a great deal of potential going forward. I think Pelicans fans, they can get frustrated with me if they want. That's good. That's fine. You know, I mean that sincerely because I've been at this a long time. And so if they want to be frustrated with me, fine. But they should be excited about what they see with this core of players and what these guys bring. The talent is there. The character is there on this team. It's just hard. And you know, I challenge people. It's hard in this league. Go back and show me the last team where six of the nine guys in your rotation every night are 23 and younger that were going out there tearing up the league. I mean, it's just you would like it to happen,
yeah,
but it doesn't happen. I mean, you know, it takes time, and that's a hard thing for all of us. None of us wants it to take time. And I think I tell our guys all the time, we're really, really close, and we're very capable of going on a big run here right now. Even though the schedule's tough, we're very capable of going on a big run, and that's what I hope happens. But the fans should be, and I don't care if they want to be mad at me about that, that's fine, but fans should be excited about this group of players.
Well, the fans got spoiled a little bit with Drew Holiday. They're frustrated with Eric Bledsoe. He ain't a youngster, 11-year veteran. I mean, it was like last year, not 5 years ago, he was named second team all defense. I mean, Eric Bledsoe, come on. Come on, be a pro. I know you're a pro. You wouldn't have lasted 11 years. But that's who the player that the fans are frustrated with, Coach Van Gundy.
Yeah, but listen, see, I think, first of all, fans then aren't looking at the whole picture because Eric Bledsoe has struggled offensively lately. But you got to look at the defensive challenges he's taken on every single night. I mean, guarding the best player on the floor, did a great job on Jamal Murray. He's done a great job defensively. And yes, he's a veteran guy. He's 31 years old. The only other real veteran with him is Steven Adams, and he's all of 27 years old. So what's changed for Eric Bledsoe, too, is he's not playing with other veteran guys. He's playing with a bunch of young guys, and he's never been in the role of having to lead a bunch of young guys. He's doing the best job he can, and he's learning that part of it. But there's a difference between going out and playing with other veteran guys and going out and playing with all young guys. And so I get it from the fan standpoint. I get the frustration. But this is part of the growing pains of building a team. And, you know, J.J. Redick hasn't been around the last nine games.
Yep.
There's not a lot of veteran presence on this team. And that's just the way it is. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's just a fact. And that's going to lead to some frustrations from the fans, because when you're a fan, what you see is talent, and you may not value the role of experience and maturity in success as much as you should.
The Pelicans are back in action tomorrow night in the Smoothie King Center hosting the Denver Nuggets. Coach Stan Van Gundy, we thank you so much for all the time you were able to give us today, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you very much.
He's Bobby Hebert. I'm Mark Menard. More sports talk right after this on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.